Hi, you've reached Kwame.
And Christy.
And we're from I'd Rather Not Podcast. Leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, welcome to the show. The rules of engagement are really quite simple. So if you can pull yourself away from Grindr for 2 seconds, listen up.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Welcome back, listeners. It is your boy, Kwame Speaks. I am your co-host, joined by the glitterishes, one of the gayest people I know, Christy Champagne.
Bitch, we're back!
From outer space!
I just walked in, found you here with that, sir, look upon your face.
Oh!
I love how I turned that in. You know how that went to share real quick.
That went to, you know, and that's how you know we're gay.
That's how you know we're gay, and we're back, bitch. I'd rather not podcast back in the house, motherfucker.
Back in the house. We definitely can't put this on.
Ooh, I got butch.
You got real butch.
I got butch for a second.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. You good?
I know we've been gone for so long. I'm like this butch queen now. What the fuck?
Okay, there we go. We're back in your higher octave. Okay.
Okay, there we go. We're good. We're good.
Ooh. All right. Ooh. Ladies, gentlemen, queers, steers, everybody, la-di-da-di, non gender-conforming siblings, everybody, we're back.
Everyone, just say everyone.
Everyone, thank you so much to everyone. No, we're here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're back with another episode of I'd Rather Not Podcast, and if you guys are new IRNers, then you guys will know that we ended in, the last episode that we did was in 2021.
Mm.
October of 2021. Oh, my gay God.
So one could say we took a slight break.
A slight, just a small.
Just a small little break.
Just a smidgen, you know? Listen, you know, we had a lot going on. Our schedules weren't aligning. It was just, you know, a lot. And rather than canceling the show, we just decided to take a break. We weren't expecting the break to be this long, but, you know, it is what it is. And so we've had a lot of people inquire about the show and you know, because we have two different perspectives, but we have one unique perspective that we want to make sure that we push, which is, you know, things from the gay perspective, you know, and all things queer.
And right? We are queer, bitch. We are queer. We're queer. We are queer.
You can't get much queerer than a white drag queen from Seattle. So, I mean, I don't know.
You really cannot queer than a white drag queen who lives in Seattle. I don't say from Seattle, but we say who lives in Seattle.
That's a better, yeah, because I used to live in Seattle, but I would never say I'm from Seattle.
Okay, baby. No offense to people in Seattle. No, none taken.
I enjoyed my time in Seattle. I grew up gay wise. I would say in Seattle, I feel like I matured as a gay man. In Seattle, I got to experience, you know, the gay life. You know, in the club scene and all that stuff, whatever.
I took some dicks in Seattle. That's what
exactly. Exactly. Good time.
And I'm better off for it.
Damn. So, but what's been new with you, girl?
Baby, a lot, mama, a lot. So I'm, you know, when we last left, you know, we were just gigging and working and doing the things, and we're still gigging and working and doing the things. I'm trying to think of what I could, you know, what I could bestow upon the listeners that they would be shocked and awed and dismayed at.
I have one. I heard that you through the grapevine that you're back at a particular
Yeah. Well, you went there, but yes.
The reason why is because some part of our a couple, if the people go back, then they'll see the last couple of episodes was about that particular venue.
Yes, I recently after basically almost getting canceled in Seattle, was needing a job, and Evening at LaFoe called me and asked for a meeting. Mm-hmm. And basically we just kind of came to a realization that I needed to work, and they were looking for a new person. And well, incredibly long story short, lots of things have changed at an Evening at LaFoe. Again, if you want to go back and find the episodes, they're not difficult to find.
No.
And you can hear about why I left in the first place. Mm-hmm. But yeah, things have changed there. And the owner and I had a nice sit-down meeting and, you know, talked things out. And both of us apologized for kind of the way things went down and both realized that, you know, like we're about working and about putting on a show, and it's not about our personal feelings anymore. And we can put those aside. And, you know, in Seattle, if you want to be a full-time drag performer, this is basically practically the only venue that will pay you a decent amount of money and allow you to work on a regular basis. I mean, obviously there's lots of places in Seattle for queens to perform, but if you want to get paid a decent amount and on a regular basis, this is the place to be. And so it just made sense for me to go back, and things have been good. It's interesting to be back there and not be the host.
Yeah.
It's a much different experience. And I kind of also don't think I realized how much I really put up with until I went back and wasn't the host and wasn't, you know, being pulled in 45 different directions. It's kind of an interesting dynamic now, but the queens that work there, shout out to them, are absolutely amazing. They're sweethearts. They have been nothing but kind and open-hearted and, you know, basically allowed me to come back into the fold and made me a part of their family that they've all, you know, already had and been working really hard at. So it's nice. It's good. Things are good.
Dopeness. I'm happy. And you know, this actually goes to show that things can change, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, God, you know, works in the most amazing ways. And so
yes.
I'm happy that you're back there, and shout out to the LaFoe family.
And so, yeah. Honestly, it's such a, I mean, all the details aside, it's actually, for me, it's been just a really decent lesson on really just putting stuff aside and moving on and taking an apology and taking that and basically letting it go and learning how to really truly put the past in the past, which I think is something that a lot of people really can't do. I think a lot of times people, like, you know, in whatever situation you're dealing with, can, you know, harp in and don't really let shit go. So it's been a really nice lesson for me, at least, to really learn how to basically let shit go, you know?
Yeah.
Pull an Elsa and let it go.
Let it go.
No. But what have you been up to? Tell me about you, mister.
Oh, well, so much. But I think me growing, you know, the company and just kind of expanding and doing different things, like, that's been very interesting. Navigating entrepreneurship and relationships, and not relationships like intimate relationships, but just like client relationships and things, that has been, I have learned so much this year about that. Because, you know, I think not everyone is for you. Not everyone is meant to work with you. And I think that sometimes, you know, when you're in an entrepreneurial kind of position and you're trying to grow a business or you're trying to expand, you kind of go, give me, you know, I can help everyone. Yeah. I can do it, you know, I can do it all. And that's not healthy sometimes. Whoa. And so I've just learned a lot in this past year about personalities, about navigating, making decisions that are based off of what's best for the company and not what's in my heart. Because sometimes what's best for the company and what's best for the greater good can clash with what's in your heart, right? And so,
yeah.
So I've learned a lot this year, and I'm definitely going to take it into 2024 and beyond. And I'm just really happy and proud of not only my current clients, the clients that are joining. We've had a major slew of clients within the past couple of weeks, so I'm just really excited about the new projects that are coming. I'm excited that IRN is back, because this podcast was the first podcast ever that started everything was Blaze Entertainment. But the first produced podcast of Pyro Media Network was I'd Rather Not Podcast. So it's a legacy podcast. So, you know, us bringing it back, and it was based off of our friendship and our phone calls that we're having. I would call Christy, you know, while I was at work, and you know, and we would just chat, you know. And this is when I had moved to California, and we would just constantly, you know, have conversations, and it would always be during my lunch break. And then all of a sudden, I was like, why don't we just start a podcast? Because I was already in a podcast with someone else, and so
with Blake, and it was that time when like podcasts were everywhere. I mean, they still are. They still are. But like, it was like everyone's like, I should start a podcast.
Yeah, it was actually right before the podcast, what we call the podcast boom.
Right.
And so it was right before then, and so that's one of the reasons why Ireland did so well. Not only because, you know, we're dope, but also because, you know, we came at a really good time, and what we were talking about was really, really dope. So there's a lot of podcasts that came out from the podcast boom, and you know, now everyone can grab a mic and talk. But you know, it takes time, energy, skill, and focus to kind of do what we do. So I'm just really happy that we brought it back, because it's one of my favorite pastimes.
And I want to say, like, to anybody who's catching this for the first time and you're a first time listener, like, please go back and like listen to these episodes, because I can't tell you how many people I have a couple really close friends here in Seattle who still listen, like, who listen to our podcast still. Like, I have a friend who does Uber Eats, and she's like, I love podcasts, but I just like yours. So I just put yours on and I listen to it over and over again. Like, go back, get caught up. You know, we're catching up now, but like, we had so many, like, some, I'm just glad we're back doing it, because we've had some really fun episodes and some really great stuff. And it's just nice to be back and like doing the thing.
We had some pretty, pretty dope. And I'm looking back at the list now and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that these people were on our show. We had the fabulous Isaac Scott. We had Josh Hallmark, who is a huge podcaster right now. And also we had Tommy Gerasi. Oh my God, we had some fun times.
A lot.
We had a Facebook Live special. Oh my God.
That took forever to do, by the way.
Oh my God, it did.
I feel like, if I remember correctly, didn't we try to, we attempted to do it like three times before it actually
did. It was so annoying. It was because our schedules were, we had Velo. Oh my God, I forgot about, we had Velo in here. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And he has a super huge heart. Just, you know, his heart just, you know, even it matches his beauty. he is a dope human. We had a lot of different episodes. Oh my God, we had a lot of fun. I want to bring some of these talk about some of these episodes and some of these topics and see, you know, oh my God, I'm looking at some of the titles. Mermaids and Wrinkles, Marvelous, spoilers. Let's see, we had Montero and Things, Pride and COVID. Oh my God, ooh, that was fun. Fires, don't Blush, and Adele.
Don't even get me started about the Trump episode.
Oh, not today, Trump. Oh yeah, that's still one of our top episodes. Gay representation at work, and they're all spelled differently. That's interesting. Adam and Steve and our pet peeves. Oh my God. Ooh.
See, some of these I'm like, wait, maybe I need to go back and listen to our podcast.
Yeah, I definitely want to go back and listen to it.
I don't remember what that one was about.
Oh, this one was another one of our top episodes, Gay Classifications, where we talk about, we break down different. And this is another one. This is a great one. Alternative Gay Facts. That was episode two. That was, you could tell we really enjoyed Trump or whatever his damn name is.
Okay. Yeah.
Good times. But yeah, definitely go back and check it out. It's on Pyro Media Network. You can go to pyromedianetwork.com and check out all of that stuff or whatever. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, you guys. And when we come back, we're going to get into some more things that we probably rather not do, but we will. All right. We'll be back, you guys.
In a world filled with diversity, where radical faith and progressive believers come together, there's a place that's breaking all boundaries. and embracing believers from all walks of life. Introducing Bullet and Flight Radio, an inclusive, progressive network for all believers. At Bullet and Flight Radio, we're dedicated to providing a platform for progressive believers and inclusive organizations. On our platform, get ready to hear traditional gospel, contemporary gospel, inspirational gospel house music, plus family-friendly house party, classic R&B hits, and our flagship show, Bullet and Flight Talk. Our unique community is based out of the Motor City Sound to the vibrant culture of California. But it doesn't end there. We are proud to be an ally and a safe haven for those with no labels and those who proudly identify as LGBTIQ+. We believe in radio excellence and education, and we're here to serve a progressive audience. Here at Bullet and Flight Radio, we are more than just a radio station. We are a resource for music and inspiration that promotes positivity and fosters a sense of mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. So whether if you're searching for uplifting music, thought-provoking conversations, or a supportive community, Bullet and Flight Radio is here for you. At Bullet and Flight Radio, everyone is welcome. We believe in divine love, acceptance, and diversity. Join us today on this extraordinary journey of faith, progressiveness, and inclusivity. Connect with us today and become a part of our inspiring community. Bullet and Flight Radio, where believers unite, boundaries break, and love triumphs.
And we're back.
We're still here, bitch. Sorry, I don't know why I paused.
I don't know why I paused either.
Both of us were like, silence. Like,
welcome back, you guys. We're back with the episode of I'd Rather Not. We're back, you guys. We're like, this is our welcome back episode for being off for almost a year.
We're catching up and mustarding.
We are indeed. Title of the show.
There it is right there. There's the name of the episode right there. Booyah.
Right. So this episode is, we are recording this episode a week before Thanksgiving. And we're going to be releasing it a week after Thanksgiving. Well, not a week after, right after Thanksgiving. And so we're entering the holiday season, you guys, you know. And for some of us, holidays, especially within the queer community, can be a little different. You know, some people have had horrible holiday seasons. Some people have had great holiday seasons. Some people have, you know, whether it be with their family, their chosen family, or by themselves. You know, we want to talk about what the holidays means to us, and what, how we navigate it. You know, as queer men. So let's start with you, Christy. What do you get into? What are you looking forward to the holidays with for?
You know, I think as I get older and older each year, and this sounds so Hallmarky, it just sounds so like typical to say this, but it's like really honestly the truth is like, I feel like every year when I get older and older, the holidays just become about like really connecting with your loved ones, and it becomes less about material things and like more and more about just relaxing and enjoying your time with your family, whoever that may be, chosen, blood, whatever it may be. Like, so I don't know. I think every year I just really look forward to like, just getting to like really revel in showing the people that I care the most about that I appreciate them. And like, I don't know. I also love like the decorations and Christmas music and just like, I just love all of it. Like, it's just, I don't know, just it's good and gay and fun. And it's like, you know, it's just, it's almost the start of the new year, which is where we get to like, you know, start over and try new things and like have a whole new beginning. But it's also just like, I don't know, it's the holidays to me are about love, like not even just Christmas, but like the holidays, whatever you celebrate in this month of December. It's like, to me, it's like, it's just about love. Like, and I don't know. I'm getting all mushy.
No, I get it. And I think that's always the hope. I enjoy the holiday energy. And I say energy because, you know, people say the holiday spirit, whatever the situation is. But I like the energy that is around, especially December, the end of November towards December. You know, and I know that there's a lot going on in the world. There's so much going on in the world that's so negative. And I think we are fortunate as Americans to kind of sometimes block a lot of that out, and just kind of be in the bask of the energy that is, you know, coming up. But I think, you know, for me, I have experienced the holidays with my biological family and also my chosen family. And I think I really am fortunate to be able to have both still.
Right.
And I know that there's a lot of people out there that don't. And I just want people to know that regardless of what your family dynamics are, regardless of what you're going through, there's somebody out there that loves you for you. There's somebody out there, there's people out there that give a damn about you.
Yeah.
And I hope, because, you know, during this time, there's a lot of seasonal depression. There's a lot of memories of loved ones being, you know, transitioning into the great beyond. And so it's a lot. And it can be a lot. There's also pressure of, like, you know, I know it's probably small world, first world problems or whatever, but there's pressure of, like, the holidays, like, that, you know, getting gifts for everybody, trying to figure out, like, you know, what to make, for dinner, you know, it's like, it's a lot, you know, and that could also cause stress for people. So all I'm saying is, like, make sure that you take time for yourself, because a lot of people, you know, take this time to slow down on work, you know, to take vacations. I know my company has a annual, you know, what we call a winter hiatus, where the last 2 weeks of the year were closed. And so, you know, there's no new content during that time. And it's nice because it's like, it helps us relax and it helps us, you know, take a break, but it's also a good time for us to reflect, to re-energize, and do what you need to do. And then I'm fully aware that there's people that don't get this time off.
Yeah.
They don't take breaks, you know? So, but you have to kind of do what you need to do to kind of survive, to navigate, to do what you need to do to kind of take the steps to, be happy and stable.
Well, that's the thing, as queer people, like, we put up with so much shit and, like, so much crap, and it's like the holidays can be so difficult.
Yeah.
Because it's just like you said, it is that one time of the year where it's, like, really focused on family. And for a lot of us, you know, I mean, I'm not speaking for myself. I still speak to my family. I mean, we're not super close, but, like, there's a lot of people in our community that have been disowned and left by the wayside from their family because of their because they're trans, or because they're gay, or because they're queer, or whatever it may be. And so they don't have, you know, family to have fun with the holidays and, like, all of those things. So it's just like, so I can't stress to our listeners enough, if you're one of those people who doesn't have that and you're not looking forward to the holidays, here's what I'm saying to you. You reach out to me or Kwame, and we are your family now.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I will never not have time to talk to a fan or a listener and help somebody, because somebody did that for me once. You know, somebody was there for me and brought me in when I, you know, needed it. So you know what? If you're one of those people we just talked about, you reach out. We got you for the holidays, boo.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. Like, don't you worry. And I just love, like, I mean, not to swap the subject from that, but, like, I also just love, like, the fun stuff you get to do during the holidays, you know, like, decorating, and, like, one of my favorite things about the holidays is that it's different for everybody. It's like, it's, you know, pun intended, it's like a snowflake. Not one thing is the same. And everybody has a different tradition. Everybody has a thing that they do for the holidays. And I really love that stuff, you know, like, the stuff that's specifically special to you that you like to do at this time of year. Like, those are my favorite things about the holidays. Like, and I mean, don't get me started. I know we're not supposed to say Thanksgiving because, you know, whatever, the holiday, it got changed. But, bitch, I like to eat, okay? So when Turkey Day comes around, baby, sign me up. I don't care whose house I'm going to. Yeah. Y'all better be serving up the food because the bitch like to eat, okay?
Okay. I know that's right.
Okay. Do you have any, like, what's your favorite, like, if you had to choose one of your favorite holiday traditions, what is it?
Oh my goodness. Well, definitely decorating. I love, especially for the kind of Christmas holiday, I love putting up a tree. I love decorating like that. It shifts the energy of the house, of my house. And so I love decorating. I love, you know, putting up. And I think this year I want to do a little bit more outside. I typically do a lot of, like, it looks like Christmas threw up in my house on the inside. But I think this year I may be doing some extra stuff outside, like adding stuff to the windows and, you know, maybe doing a couple of different lawn stuff. Or I don't know. We'll see. But I definitely want to do something different for the holidays for sure. Yeah. You know, but again, decorating is really where it's at. I think this year because last year and the year before, I don't know, and it really ticks me off because I make all of these really dope Christmas cards and I forget to send them out. So that is going to be...
Who's got a box of pre-written Christmas cards that you never sent out?
I love that. Well, they're not pre-written. Like, I really put heart in, like, I put poor, like they're individual cards. Like, yeah. I know I have a couple for you. I know what that is, a couple in there. And it really, really pisses me off because I'm like, you know,
like a Hallmark movie, you've got a stack of them that you...
I do. It's not even funny. I really do. And then I get frustrated because I'm like, I just wasted this money and it's really... anyway, it's really annoying. Because they're not cheap cards. Like, they're like, I really take my time, especially those that are in my close circle. Like, I really take my time picking some out. Of course, there's others that I send out to people, whatever, that are in mass, you know, that I get, you know, that's kind of mass. But there's individual ones that I take my time getting, and I'm like, oh, this is nice. This would be great for this particular person. And I never send them out.
What the
hell's wrong with you, Kwame?
What the hell's wrong with you, Kwame?
But I have a new happy planner. I'm going to make sure
that
yes.
That part.
Yes. What about you?
I have, like, one of my favorite things to do is, like, I mean, like you said, I love decorating and, like, all of that fun stuff, but, like, one of my favorite things to do is each year, my people that are in, like, my close circle, I usually try to get, when I was a kid, we would always get a new ornament each year, mm-hmm. and, like, so it was, like, this fun thing where we would decorate the tree, and then we would get, like, you get to go through all the ornaments and talk about why they're special, and, like, and then we would get a brand new one for the year. So, like, a couple of, I want to say maybe, like, 5 or 6 years ago, I started doing that. Like, I would get an ornament specifically for the people in my close circle. Mm-hmm. Like, that, like, really, like, represents them and, like, is special and, like, and try to do that. Like, basically, like, an ornament exchange. And then it's, like, so now I have this tree that's just all these ornaments that are, like, special to me. Like, that either were given to me or were mine from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And just like that. So, like, I have one tree that's, like, an old school traditional, like, just all kinds of mixed match ornaments. And then this year I think I'm going to do a second tree that's, like, full on themed. Like, So it sounds trivial, but, like, I think the decorating is probably, the putting up of the tree is, like, one of my favorite things. Cause, like, I usually try to either have, like, my best friend or, like, my close, you know, whoever's here who I'm close to, like, somebody come over and, like, help me decorate. And it's, like, it's just fun to talk about, like, why this ornament is special and why that one's special. And it just, you know, just fills my heart up.
Yeah. Speaking of filling, I want to make sure I want to make sure that this is a note to all of the tops out there. Don't ask your partner anything other than oral on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day. I'm sorry. They deserve a break too. They deserve a break too. They're hungry. Okay.
Bottoms need to eat, bitch.
Okay. there's a lot that goes into certain things, okay? They're hungry, all right?
That took a turn real fast.
I'm just saying, you talked about filling, and I just wanted to make sure that we're covering all bases here. I just wanted to throw it out there. You know, why don't you bottom?
How about that? Merry Christmas, bitch.
Okay, how about you do that? Why don't you do that for us?
give your bottoms a break on Thanksgiving. Oh, I can't with
it's
you.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, be bottoming means taking all the dicks, and it's gonna be a good cheer. It's the gayest time of the year. It's also quite Yule log.
Mm-hmm. Listen, honey.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Santa, you better bring me that peppermint stick.
Appreciate it.
We're gay. We're too gay.
Okay. Holiday movies that you love. Ooh. And need to, like, it's a must watch. Like,
I know you're not about to ask me to pick just one because that feels sacrilegious.
Top five.
Okay, mm-hmm. Top five. This is easy. If you're giving me five, this is easy.
Okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the Island of the Toys.
Oh, duh.
Duh. Elf.
And we're talking about the claymation one, okay?
Yes, the original.
Yes.
Elf.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a little obscure, but I consider it a Christmas movie. Meet Me in St. Louis.
Okay.
It's a Christmas movie. There's a good portion of this movie that is it's a Christmas movie. I watch it every year at Christmas time.
Whatever tickles my pickle.
Yes. Okay, what did I say? Rudolph, mm-hmm. Elf, Meet Me in St. Louis, The Family Stone.
Yes.
Ooh, I have to pick one more. A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay, so all white people movies. Okay, great.
And there's at least like 7 or 8 more that I could put on that list. White Christmas? I mean, you know, come on now. Like, shut up, Kwame. I don't even comment.
Don't even comment. Don't think you say a word.
Sure.
Okay, so there is a lot of movies. One of them is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the original claymation. That mm-hmm. definitely has to be on there. A Charlie Brown Christmas has to happen.
Okay.
That's just, you know. And then also Best Man Holiday. That Ooh. Is, you know, that mm-hmm. has to happen. That is just, mm-hmm. That's just, you can't have Christmas without it. Now we're getting a little tough. I only have 2 more spots. Oh my God.
I have an honorable mention.
Okay.
Do you remember, I think it was on VH1. It was with, what is her name? Why can I not think of her name? Vanessa Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And she played Scrooge. It was basically the story of Scrooge, but Vanessa Williams was like this, like, I'm going to look it up right now. She basically played Scrooge.
I pulled up her IMDb. I'm looking, I know what you're talking about. I just don't remember the name of it.
It was A Diva's Christmas Carol.
Well, oh, okay, there we go. Okay, got it.
A Diva's Christmas Carol. And
yes.
She played Ebony Scrooge.
Yes.
Baby, when I tell you this is a must watch.
Yeah, that's like, I definitely agree with that. It's not on my top 5, but it's definitely on my top 10, for sure.
It's so good. It's like one of my favorites, and like, it's just so good. I mean, Vanessa Williams is a
she's stellar.
Stellar, yeah. But so like, that's my honorable mention, A Diva's Christmas Carol.
Okay. I'm gonna add in the Polar Express.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I had difficulty picking between that and Home Alone.
Oh, Home Alone's good. Now, what about The Christmas Story? I watched The Christmas Story only on Christmas Day. Only on Christmas Day. I don't watch it any other day, only on Christmas Day, because they play it on like six channels over and over again on Christmas Day. But like I wait until Christmas Day to watch it.
They really work that damn
like TBS, TNT, yeah. Like, all the, like there's like six channels that literally play that movie 24 for the entire day. Like
Definitely. I would
put Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
Oh yes, that has
come to on now.
But like, I would put A Christmas Carol in the same bracket as The Nutcracker. Like, you don't want to watch it every single time, right, but you have to watch it for holiday season. I'm also having a difficulty placing if I want to place Jingle Jangle on my top five or if it's going to be my top 10.
That one was good.
Jingle Jangle is everything.
That one was good.
I feel like there's
one I'm missing on my list too that I'm like, oh God, I wish I could put that one on there in the five.
Because I feel like A Nightmare Before Christmas is more of a Halloween movie.
And I remember what it is. It's by the Muppets. And fuck, what is it called? Oh my God, it's gonna drive me crazy. I'm literally on my computer looking it up right now. Oh, it's like early Muppets, like way before. It's called Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Oh, baby, it's classic.
Okay, classic. I'll check it out.
Like, sure. It's like, but it's old school Muppets. Like, I'm talking like early Muppet. Like,
oh, movies. Really?
It's like super old school. It's like, yeah, it's just so good. It's one of my favorites. Like,
I also think that I like The Preacher's Wife.
Ooh,
that's a good one too.
Come on, that's like. Oh, Whitney Houston was so good in that. Oh my God, yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah.
What's the one with? It's not Jack Frost, but it's the other one with Frost. It's like there was like Guardians and stuff like that. They were.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it is. Oh my God, why are we so bad
at this? Jack?
Something. Let me see here. I'm like literally just looking these up as we. Rise of the Guardians.
Yes. I like that one. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Jack Frost is a pretty good one too. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, how you can? Okay, we can't. If I have to add another one, see, this is the problem. Christmas movies, I love them all. I love them all. It's hard to really.
Last Holiday has to be in there too. Last Holiday.
Hello. How are we forgetting Jingle All the Way? I mean, fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger in a Christmas movie. Are you kidding me?
I forgot about that one.
It's so
good. Wait a minute. How are we forgetting Love Actually?
Oh, well, because I don't really like that one.
Why? It was a great movie.
Nope, I don't fuck with that one. Sorry.
Okay, explain to me why.
I just didn't care for it. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Oh my God. That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, okay, here's the thing. I tried to watch it once and I just couldn't. So maybe I just need to try to watch it all the way through.
So you didn't even watch the whole thing? It's such
I turned it off. I was over it. I was not into it.
That's hilarious.
I mean, like, I don't know. I'm looking at the cast and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
it was just a really well-done movie. I enjoyed it. But that's going to be, like, you know, that's pretty much, I mean, there's so many Christmas movies. I mean, I think that's where I'm at with it. Like, I just want to see all of them if I can.
Everyone.
But, like, Last Holiday, Best
Man Holiday. Absolutely Last Holiday.
The Perfect Holiday, that was another good one. Home Alone. Like a Scrooge, like the one with Vanessa, Adiva's Christmas Carol. Like, that. Those are, like, really good movies.
There was one that Rudolph. Came out last year. That
Frosty the Snowman, the original claymation.
Oh, duh. I mean, yeah. Duh.
Yeah.
There was one that came out last year, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was like an LGBTQ plus holiday movie, and what was it called? I can't remember if it was. I don't think it was like one of those.
Was it on Netflix?
Maybe. Was it the, no, it wasn't the Christmas setup. Oh, what was it? Fuck. It was.
Single All the Way?
Maybe.
Because I saw that one. That was kind of cute.
It was like, I just remember there was, yep, it was Single All the Way.
Yeah.
Because he had the like, he did the like dance with, yeah, this was it. Yep, Single All the Way. Because Jennifer Coolidge, like, that's what I was about to say. I was like, Jennifer Coolidge was in it and she was so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like this cast, like the cast was like, hello, Jennifer Coolidge, like Jennifer Robertson, Kathy McGimmy, like played the mom. I was like, yeah, it does not get any better than that. Like,
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, this was our first episode back, y'all. We're going to do another one before we end the year. We hope you guys enjoy it. Continue to listen in. You can listen to all things Pyro Media by going to pyromedianetwork.com. And yeah, Chrissy, it's been fun. It's been real.
It's been real fun. And we're back.
From out of space.
And we promise we're going to be good about our schedule.
Yes. Bi-weekly. We're going to start our bi-weekly. We're going to try our best.
Okay. We are.
Yes. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Enjoy your holiday season.
Yes.
Make sure you enjoy, get some self-care out there or into you, whatever. Make sure that you are developing some good self-care practices. And just stay away from the negativity. I know there's a lot going on right now. And you know, if we're going to use any privilege, it's the privilege of just kind of, you know, taking, being selfish sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is.
And what we're not going to do, what we're going to say to the Scrooges and the Grinches this holiday season is, bitch, I'd rather not.
Ooh, yes. We love you guys. Have a good one. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, what a wonderful Kiki.